Here's everything to know about the 2020 award show season by Rachel Lee Greenspan. The holidays may be over, but there's another big season on the horizon, one that features golden trophies and designer gowns in lieu of mistletoe, reindeer pajamas, and latkes. Yes, that's right. The 2020 award show season is officially here. Following early accolades like the Gotham Awards and the New York and Los Angeles Film Critics Awards, the announcement of the 2020 Golden Globe nominees kicked the season into high gear back on December 9th. The Globes nominations had their fair share of snubbed stars and more than a few surprises, setting the stage for much prognostication to come. Some of the year's most highly acclaimed films, including Marriage Story, The Irishman, Joker, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, all snagged nominations for Best Picture, while movies including Hustlers and Little Women earned acting nominations. As always, the Globes will be the first of the main ceremonies, followed by the BAFTAs, the SAG Awards, the Grammys, and the Oscars. Here's everything you need to know about all the 2020 award shows. And we start with the Golden Globes. The 77th annual Golden Globes will be held this Sunday, January 5th, at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. The first big ceremony of the season, the program will air live on NBC at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Comedian and actor Ricky Gervais is slated to host the event for a record fifth time. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the HFPA, a nonprofit made up of international journalists covering the entertainment industry, runs and votes on the Globes, making it a much different and smaller crowd than the voters for the peer-recognized Academy Awards and Emmy Awards. Still, as the first to announce its nominees, the Globes offer a glimpse into what may prevail this season. Many were disappointed that in a year with such well-reviewed women-directed movies as Hustlers, Booksmart, Little Women, Harriet, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and The Farewell, all five nominees for Best Director and Best Screenplay of a Motion Picture were male. Each of those films earned nods in other categories, just not for directing or writing. On the other hand, many were satisfied to see the recognition of Bong Joon-ho's South Korean thriller Parasite, which earned nominations for directing and screenplay, as well as foreign language film. Following in the footsteps of last year's Spanish language film Roma, non-English language movies are having a moment of greater appreciation among mainstream awards voting bodies. The nominees for TV also had their share of surprises and disappointments. When They See Us, Ava DuVernay's acclaimed Netflix miniseries about the exonerated Central Park Five, was surprisingly absent from the list. The series earned 16 nominations and 2 wins at this year's Emmys. HBO's Chernobyl and Netflix's The Crown and Unbelievable led the TV nominations with 4 each, followed by Fleabag, Succession, Big Little Lies, Barry, and others with 3 nods. Apple TV Plus seems to have made a successful award season entree with The Morning Show's 3 nods, but another streamer came out victorious. Overall, Netflix original content dominated the Globes nominees this year, with 34 nominations across TV and film. Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story and Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, both distributed by the streamer, earned the most film nominations. In addition to his nomination for portraying Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Tom Hanks will be honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Outstanding Contributions to the World of Entertainment. Jeff Bridges earned the honor at the 2019 ceremony. Ellen DeGeneres will receive the second annual Carol Burnett Award, celebrating her for her part in the new golden age of TV. Burnett herself won the inaugural award last year. The BAFTA Awards. Just 2 days after the Globes, the 73rd British Academy Film Awards nominees will be announced on January 7th. More commonly known as the British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards, or BAFTA Awards, the ceremony will be hosted by comedian and talk show host Graham Norton on February 2nd. It will be broadcast live on the BBC from London's Royal Albert Hall. Hosted by BAFTA, the British film organization, the awards honor the year's movies, but industry voters tend to favor British-made projects. Last year's biggest winner was Yorgos Lanthimos's The Favourite, a British-Irish-American production, which won 7 of its 12 BAFTA nominations. There are 23 film awards given out at the BAFTAs. The organization hosts a separate ceremony in the spring to honor TV shows. Next, we'll have the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG, Awards. The Screen Actors Guild, or SAG, will honor the best of film and TV acting at its 26th annual ceremony on January 19th, airing live on TNT and TBS at 8 p.m. Eastern. Nominees were announced on December 11th. A host for the ceremony has yet to be announced. Last year's broadcast had Megan Mullally at the helm, and Kristen Bell took the reins as the SAG Awards' first host in 2018. SAG-AFTRA is a labor union of, quote, the faces and voices that entertain and inform America and the world, the organization says. Two smaller groups chosen from the film industry and TV industry nominate films, shows, and actors for the SAG Awards, and all members then vote on the winners. With four nods each, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, and Bombshell were tied for the most nominations. Those nominations for Bombshell, which tells the story of Roger Ailes and the sexual harassment scandal at Fox News, give the movie a leg up ahead of the Oscar nominations. On the TV side of the ceremony, Game of Thrones is honored with three nods, while HBO's acclaimed Emmy-winning and Golden Globe-nominated Succession earned no nominations. The HFPA gave Game of Thrones only one Globes nomination. Next, the Grammy Awards. Time Entertainer of the Year Lizzo reigned supreme in 2019, so it's no surprise she earned the most nominations for the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards. Following Lizzo's eight nods for the January 26th event, Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X came next with six apiece. Ariana Grande and Lana Del Rey also received multiple nominations. Alicia Keys is set to host the ceremony for the second year in a row when it airs live on CBS from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Winners will be decided by the Recording Academy, a group of music industry professionals. One of the biggest snubs of the year is Taylor Swift, whose album Lover earned only three nods, with just one in a major category. Worldwide phenomenon BTS also earned no nominations, though its album Map of the Soul Persona is now South Korea's best-selling album of all time. Megan Thee Stallion's absence from the nominations was also surprising, considering she was the creator of 2019's defining meme, Hot Girl Summer. Time's Katie Lang wrote that the women of hip-hop were largely forgotten by the Academy this year. Although this year's Grammy nominees included more female artists than in the past, they weren't to be found in the hip-hop categories, Lang wrote. In 2018, the Recording Academy formed a task force on diversity and inclusion following criticism of the lack of female nominees and winners at the award ceremony. Deborah Dugan, who earlier this year was named president and CEO of the Academy, has committed to inviting 2,500 additional female voting members to the group by 2025. The Academy Awards. Award season culminates with the 92nd Annual Academy Awards on Sunday, February 9th, airing live on ABC at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, made up of film industry professionals, votes on the nominees and winners for the Oscars. Nominees will be announced January 13th. It's unclear whether a host will run the show at the Oscars this year, as last year's initially announced host, Kevin Hart, was taken off the docket after offensive comments resurfaced online. Critics marveled at just how smooth and enjoyable the hostless broadcast was. Time TV critic Judy Berman wrote that the lack of an MC made every interaction less awkward. And it seems the network felt similarly. ABC Entertainment executive Carrie Burke told The Wrap in May that the production had done better in ratings. The previous year had seen an all-time low in viewership. We're extremely proud of how the show turned out creatively and how well it performed this year, so I think you'll see us not messing with that formula to the best of our abilities, she said.